Hey, people, we here at the Mark Maron Show want to make positive contributions to society, so every week or so we bestow an honor upon one of the distinguished citizens of this country whose actions most closely represent those of our esteemed Vice President. Without further ado, we present the Mark Maron Show Dick of the Week. Our near-perfect dick today is a woman, which makes her, I guess, a dickette. She was brought to my attention by a blogger, DRKJST, Dark Jest, I'm assuming. And this happened on a panel on the Lou Dobbs Show. All right, the topic of conversation was this Colbert joke.
The greatest thing about this man is he's steady. You know where he stands. He believes the same thing Wednesday that he believed on Monday, no matter what happened Tuesday. Events can change. This man's beliefs never will.
So Dobbs was there, and Stephanie Miller was on, and some other idiot, and this woman, Martha Zoller, and they all kept talking about Imus and how much flack he got for nailing Clinton one year and how the liberal media was giving Colbert a pass, blah, 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 blah. Look, folks, let's not forget, Imus was not funny, and there is really no way to deny that Colbert was funny. All right, fine, you can think he went too far, but he was funny. So right-wing pundicant Martha Zoller had this to say.
Well, certainly there is a liberal bias, and he is picking on George Bush, who the media doesn't like, versus Imus, who was picking on Clinton, who the media loved, okay? And so that you really see a little bit of a bias. What came to mind after seeing Flight 90, United 93 this weekend, is 9/11 was a Tuesday. So that was an he probably didn't even think about that, but for me, having lost friends in the World Trade Towers, that was the first thing I thought of.
Oh, it's repulsive. She gratuitously used 9/11 to make her point. That is rule one in the book of Dick. Rule two is to snarl while speaking, which Zoller couldn't pull off with her doughy, seemingly dead face. Look, if that was the first thing she thought of in the middle of a comedy routine that had nothing to do with 9/11, someone did something bad to her that she stuffed away in her sad head, and we're all paying for it. But it makes her the perfect dick. In a rare moment of laser-like levity and honesty that utterly diminished everything this president wants us to believe, all she could think was how can I use what has become a hackneyed propaganda tactic that trivializes the deaths of 3,000 people to exploit the pain of the country and reopen their fear, anger, and hatred to serve my personal conservative agenda to stifle debate, freedom, and expression. While watching her blather piously, my friends, I couldn't help but have a moment of hating our freedoms because they allow self-serving, repressive right-wing media whores like Martha Zoller airtime to buzzkill an enlightened moment of knife-like satire that cut through the administration's lies like they were butter. I would like to fry Martha Zoller in that butter. And the bottom line is, folks, is that joke doesn't even hold for that one tragic incident, because that was the day Bush did change everything, and that was the day that began the tactic that Martha Zoller so freely used, connecting 9/11 to anything in order to disseminate a failed ideology. Zoller talked about her friend that was killed on 9/11. Well, it's too bad Martha Zoller wasn't on her way up in an elevator to meet her friend for breakfast that day, because she is guilty of being the Mark Maron Show's Dick of the Week. Yeah, how do I really feel?
That was nice. I like that.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get in trouble for that one. I can feel that coming.